The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
It's ReviewParty.com. I'm afraid. My name's Brent.
I am terrified, and my name is Matt.
Usually, it's not this scary. Usually, it's a comedy podcast where we look at funny little reviews from across the internet from places like Amazon and Google.
But not right now. I want to share something I found at this point, at the point you're hearing this, weeks in the past. And it is an article under the subsection Daily Shouts on The New Yorker. It's good to get a daily shout every now and then.
And it sounded like you're taking your daily shit.
Oftentimes, you know, to be economical, people do both at once.
Yeah, you shout shit at the same time. That's like telling your boss not to mess with you when you're in the bathroom.
I wish I'd known that a few years ago. Really, it's the science, the air coming into your mouth, just like gravity pushes everything through you. Oh, I think that works. Anyway, this daily shout on The New Yorker comes to us from Ethan Cooperberg. Hey, what's up, Ethan? I know you're a listener. And this daily shout is titled, Symptoms of the New Variant May Include. And there's a nice bullet point list.
Okay.
Dry cough. Wet cough. The perfect cough. Not too dry, not too wet. No cough. Any symptoms you typically have when you are dehydrated, are on your period, didn't get a perfect night's sleep, or are more than 30 years old. Sore throat. Throat that is not sore, just a little disappointed. Scratchy throat, but the kind that's sexy. Hunger and or loss of appetite. Watery eyes, and you haven't recently listened to the original Broadway cast recording of Sunday in the Park with George.
No one gives a shit about that song.
Clear eyes, coupled with a full heart and an inability to lose. Feeling generally pretty good. Tiredness, due to thinking about COVID-19. Anxiety, about catching COVID-19. Exhaustion, from panicking about COVID-19. Foot, asleep. When you rub your eyes and it just makes them feel scratchier, but you simply cannot stop rubbing. Inflamed ego. The feeling that your body just misses her touch. That's all. Sweating, the small stuff. Sweaty palms, weak knees, heavy arms, nervous, but on the surface, calm and ready.
Yeah. Say it. Say it.
Mom spaghetti?
He didn't say it in the thing?
He didn't say it.
This is moot.
And that case, I'll rush through. Instagram ads are all for COVID-19. Insomnia, quote, Insomnia, 2002, Christopher Nolan. The feeling that you just gotta dance. Sneezing and no one nearby saying, bless you. Excessive and or painful winking. Child recently wrote COVID-19 on the mirror backward. Death, other flu-like symptoms. And that's it. And a lot of those, yeah, I feel are on par for what we're going through day to day.
Yeah, sure. I think about my mom's spaghetti all the time.
Palms, sweaty, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Vomit. It's on my sweater already, you know. Take a look back. Oh, mom's spaghetti.
It's fine. It's good. Family recipe. It's not getting out there.
Speaking of nostalgic sickness.
Uh-huh.
I've got a review here for the Hot Wheels City Robo T-Rex Ultimate Garage. Multi-level, multi-play mode.
Whoa.
Stores 100 plus 1 to 64 scale cars. Gift idea for kids 3 and older.
That's so many cars.
Yeah, it's a big windy garage. It's got the cool garage elevator. It's got a dinosaur that eats your cars. It's every kid's dream.
This is awesome.
The review is written by Eric. They title it, Great Addition to the City. It seems as sturdy as the previous Ultimate Garages so far. It's very tall, which is perfect for my little one. Dino works as intended, and to get the cars out of there, there's a latch on its butt. So my little one thinks it's hilarious that the dinos poop out cars. Zora's plenty of cars, a little noisy when the dino comes down, but nothing unbearable. Great toy with a variety of things like race, car wash, and repair area. And he shows a picture of the kid's little Hot Wheels city.
Uh-huh.
Fucking awesome, dude. So jealous. Oh, five stars.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Wow. Ugh. Am I... Should I not have laughed as much about the cars getting pooped out the dinosaur's butt?
That's really the linchpin of why I featured this review, yes. Of course.
I hate to exaggerate, but that's the linchpin of why the whole set is awesome.
I don't know if I agree with that. If the dino didn't poop, I think I'd still want it.
But it was someone's decision.
To latch the butt? Like,
How we got to get the cars out of there after the dinosaur eats them. Any ideas? And it's just someone like you or me.
To get it out of there.
He could poop them.
No one laughed. Everyone just, it takes notes, nods.
It's beautiful.
The cool thing is the dinosaur is like also an elevator. There's multiple elevator shafts for storing cars. And the dino also gets up and down, so it can be pooped on different levels of the garage.
Oh, so cool.
Right. Yeah, this thing's fucking sick, actually. It's got the little cranks for the elevator, so it's not like you feel like it's a real elevator.
Wow.
There's various platforms. This is like a future battle station.
Cars. If that thing is loaded up with cars, that's weight. You got 20 pounds of Hot Wheels.
Especially if you got a couple of the old school all metal in the collection. Which, that's what I grew up with. I was lucky enough, my dad had his Hot Wheels collection from when he was a kid. So I had all the sick metal 80s ones that, if you threw those at your little brother, those hurt.
Yeah, yeah. You're a little puffy under the eye all of a sudden. What happened? I don't know.
Yeah, you chuck the Hot Wheels as hard as you can to your brother. It hits you in the face. You instantly scream, I didn't mean to. Well, as you're screaming that, he's just looking around shocked. All of a sudden, the blood starts to drip. And then
Yeah. Boy, there's never a moment where you have like more clarity of mind when as a little kid you realized you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have just... It caused serious bodily harm to your little brother.
Like, oh.
Yeah, that's real remorse. That's real, like, oh, shit.
The blood just...
I love this idiot. God damn it, I hurt him. God. I'm in trouble. This is all bad.
Shoot. Undo. Reset. I didn't mean it.
The desperate... demanding of your little brother. I didn't mean it. Believe me. This is your fault. The desperation.
You got in the way.
You'll say anything to relieve yourself of that guilt.
Yeah.
And the possibility of your mom screaming at you.
It's one thing 10 years later when the girl dumps you and you're like, there were things I could have done and said, but there's so much nuance and layers and self-deceit in that. When you're a kid, it's just like, oh, no. It's pure crap.
It is the ultimate, oh, geez.
So if you've got 100-plus cars in this dino-pooping garage, holy cow.
That's 100 little brothers you could be in.
Fing, 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 fing.
Throwing them out like ninja stars.
Yeah. Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P. little brothers everywhere. That's probably why this got a 5-star. This kid is the only child. That's the only way he has this badass of a fucking Hot Wheels city.
Yeah, kid is spoiled.
So jealous. Not that I wasn't spoiled when I was a kid.
we all have to be a little bit.
A little bit. Even if it's just another bowl of gruel, sir.
Tasty.
Do you have a review?
Yeah, speaking of bowls of gruel, I have a review, a Google review, for Main Event Hoffman Estates. This is a place where you can bowl. They've got, like, laser tag. They've got something like that.
Mm-hmm. This is like a round one, I think some people might know them as.
Yeah. And Brian Lewis has some stuff to say. Brian writes, has really gone downhill. One server working the bar and eating area, while there are six other employees standing and talking in a group by the food counter, and four more employees standing at the front desk. Ordered four pizzas, we had to carry the pizzas from the bar to our seats ourselves. Had to ask for glasses, plates, and napkins multiple times. This was on a Sunday afternoon. Bathrooms smelled like they are mopping the floors with a bucket of pee. 2 stars.
Just the visual, the imagery of that.
Yeah.
Those six miscreants, like, just like, oh, time to mop. They all going back, unzip, load up the bucket. God. Right, just getting dunk, up on the walls.
Oh,
no one's gonna fucking bug us anymore.
Yeah, they can't come to the counter and rent bowling shoes if it smells like piss.
On one hand, I'm like, mind your business. Go get your own fucking pizza, you lazy.
Yeah, at a bowling alley, like, the lines are a little blurred.
Those might be six maintenance people on their break. You know, I'm sure it was frustrating. You had to get all your shit. You had no customer service.
I guess four pizzas is a lot to manage by oneself.
Sure, it could have been multiple trips. So one of them should have helped you. But they didn't. Fucking deal with it is how I cannot help but feel.
Yeah, and I'm not sure.
I guess it's worth a review. It's worth not going back there.
Yeah. You know,
but do I care? That's very up in the air.
Me personally, I guess I thought maybe this would be a cool place to go, but the reviews tell me otherwise.
Is this a consistent thing?
There were lots of ones that were like, it's empty, but they kicked us off of the bowling lane halfway through our game. And then they said, okay, you can play 5 minutes more to finish that round. But we didn't even get to finish that round. They kicked us off anyway. And there's a picture. And, like, the place looks deserted.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it fucking closing time?
It didn't say
they failed to mention, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably fucking 10 o'clock. They're trying to go home to see their family, and they're like, we play for games.
Yeah.
I don't trust like this.
This guy, Brian, though, he says, has really gone downhill. That gives me the impression, unless he's lying, that he's been there at least once before. And maybe on those occasions, it didn't smell like they mopped floors with pee. But who's to say?
I say.
I guess one thing, one point I want to pick at. He says, bathrooms smelled like they are mopping the floors with a bucket of pee.
Mm.
And I like just the image of a singular bucket of pee. But is it better or worse that it's singular? Would it be more artistic or more gross if it were buckets of pee?
A fleet of piss buckets, perhaps?
Yeah. Or is it strong that it's just, they have the pee bucket, and that's what they're using.
The pee bucket. I feel like that's just realistic.
Yeah.
A fleet. You're getting into magical realism territory if there's multiple buckets of piss flying around.
Exaggerated. I'm glad we had that discussion. That was provided value for a lot of people, I know.
Listen, if they're listening to this podcast, they were curious about that bucket of piss as well. I know you sick freaks that are listening out there. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. You know who you are.
Hey guys.
But I don't want this particular person or all of you. Really, it's all you sick, disgusting listeners. I don't want you to get too excited. So we're going to bring you somewhere a little more centered, somewhere a little more sanitary, away from that bowling alley, and to Amazon for the Zen Toes Moisturizing Heel Socks. 2 pairs gel-lined fuzzy toeless spa socks to heal and treat dry cracked heels while you sleep regular blue. It's just a fuzzy thing you put in your sock. I think you can put lotion in it or something.
Okay, cool.
The Doll titles their review. It literally says, wash hands in the description, so I don't understand the negative reviews. These are great. Soft, comfortable, cute, and they work. The negative reviews all mention that the socks got destroyed in the washing machine. And yet the instructions and product descriptions clearly say to hand wash only. This is really annoying when looking at reviews because they are inaccurate. Kind of like when the review says, my item was late, and they give it a 1-star review. That is not even rating the item, which is the point of a review. This item, when hand washed as instructed, is wonderful. And I didn't get a dime or a free product for this review. 5 stars.
Wow. Got a bit of an authority on a couple of things here.
They're like, and bitches, before you say anything, this review was legitimate, all right?
This one's on the house.
Usually you gotta throw me a tenner to get a good review, a 5-star out of me. This one, out of principle, on the house.
Yeah, I like, I don't know, it's sort of a defiance against the broken system that they've seen.
Right. They've seen the reviews and they must scream.
I speak my mind for free.
They don't want these poor people, no one not to enjoy the Zen Toes moisturizing heel socks. As they have, there's gel in the heel.
That's, I'm sure it's pretty cozy, comfy, healing.
Healing.
Balm-like.
Balm, yeah, they say works best when used with your favorite lotion, cream, or balm.
Get it.
We here at Review Party are huge balm fans.
Nothing but balms.
Suck my balms.
I do appreciate also that this review is a subtle review of other reviewers being idiots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these people don't understand. It's the equivalent of George Costanza. We're living in a society here.
Right. Society will crumble if the reviews are not honest, if they are not accurate.
Honest, accurate, to the point, actually reviewing the product, not your failure to use the product as indicated.
How else will we survive capitalism without accurate Amazon reviews? They're already only letting us piss when they say, you know? We got to resort to buckets. We can't even go in the bathroom anymore. All we got is the buckets.
It's just all in the name of efficiency.
All in the name of efficiency and balm.
People are going to pee on the floor anyway. Might as well mop up with that stuff, huh? Cut out the middle, man.
Oh, man. I have, you know, not to go back to the pee on the floor. I have been in bathrooms that be smelling like that.
Yeah.
And in people's houses, too.
Yeah, I think, like, when people are a bit messy with their splashing and splattering, like, you wipe off the seat and under the seat and the rim, you'll spooge your little under your bowl cleaner. But there's also, like, the hinges and some urine can find its way in there.
We're talking about piss particles here.
Yeah, the legendary piss particles. Developed by Hank Piss.
Remember the Avengers used the piss particles to save the world against Thanos?
If no one saw it coming. It's sterile. Hmm.
He had the idea when he got a sea urchin bite and he had someone had to pee on his hands.
But anyway, my point is that, yeah, it'll get gunky in there and that it'll just fester and smell like like I a port-a-john, a port-a-let, a port-a-potty, whatever you want to call them, smell doo-doo pee-pee bad.
Now, to bring it all together here, I don't think you want to wear Zen toes and walk into a pee-pee-smelling bathroom.
No. It'll get absorbed right into those goo heels.
Yeah, these do look highly absorbent. You know, the goo heels, they're ready for anything. They're like Pokemon, you know? They're not evil. It's the user.
You've turned it bad. Your influence.
You could put some hot sauce on this and give it to your enemy. Well, you got cracked heels, son? Try these. Zen toes.
Whoa!
Yeah, got some Cholula in there. Giving hot feet a whole new meaning, baby. Hey!
Cooling his feet off in a bucket of piss.
The classic cartoon, like,
yes.
Roy, that's a bucket of piss. And then, oh, the piss, the cracks that were filled with hot sauce are now filled with piss, and he will die.
Good God.
Do you have a review?
I've got a quick one.
Sure.
I have a fun review. I went to totalwine.com for this review of Van Meer's Stroopwafel Liqueur. Excuse me. Yeah, I love Stroopwafels. Apparently, there's a Stroopwafel Liqueur. And here is Dennis 8's review. So it's a call to mind some childlike regrets, because he titles his review, "Oh Man." And Dennis writes, "I bought this for my wife, and let's just say it won't go down as her favorite gifts from me. And I've had a few major failures."
Oh, poor guy.
"We both found this to be almost sickeningly sweet, with only a remote hint of the Stroopwafel flavor in the aftertaste. I respect that others enjoy this stuff, and it will probably make them sad to know I ended up pouring it down the sink." One star.
Yeah, that's a bitch, huh? When you eat a food and you have to wait around for the good taste.
Yeah, that aftertaste.
Usually it's the aftertaste is bad, so you just like can't handle having it.
Right.
But you're in a weird situation where the aftertaste is good. You got to do some work to get there.
Gotta twiddle your thumbs a bit. Five more seconds, I think.
Maybe. Hear me out, perfect dessert. Because you're going to be left with that aftertaste.
Hey, yeah.
Product in and of itself can't do much. It's just sort of weird.
It's the aftertaste.
Presented in a meal format brings out the best in it.
Don't eat the Stroopwafel for your main course.
No.
Especially if it's Stroopwafel liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it on your vanilla ice.
Or perhaps a perfect digestive, as they say.
Put it in your coffee. Delicious, a little after dinner. Why not?
A little after dinner, boo bam booey.
A little after dinner, "I'm sorry, honey, I tried."
A little after dinner, oh no.
Is that because it's sickeningly sweet?
Yeah, that's when you the first taste it. But then in a few seconds,
On second thought, that's palatable.
I guess it's just how good the aftertaste is and how bad the forward taste is to know if it's worth it or not.
Is it really front-loaded with some stank? Or
yeah, does it taste like a diaper and then delicious? I don't think I'm going to handle it. Does it just taste kind of weird and lame and then very good? Maybe I'm down.
You know, this past Christmas, people brought over cookies and they're like, "Okay, I'll have one of your cookies." It's okay, but hang on. As this final, like, clearing it out of my teeth and getting those last bits down, that was pretty good. The aftertaste is banging enough. I'm going to go back for one more.
12 cookies later.
You feel sick.
You're sick. You're fucking sick. So we all know where this goes. The break.
Down the sink.
Goodbye cookies. Wouldn't that be depressing? You make sugar cookies for Christmas and someone's got a pestle and is just jamming them down the sink while the water is running.
Oh,
I need to destroy these. Okay, break time. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Reviewer Redux. This is the segment where we pay a return visit to some of the reviewers who tickled us fondly in a way that was totally, totally normal. Just something about their reviews stuck out to us as either very odd or very funny, and we want to pay a return visit to see what else they reviewed, what else they found wonderful, and what else they wrote about. Today, we are paying a return visit to none other than Yelp user Matt M.
We're tripling down. We're doubling down.
Yeah, you may. If you've been a recent listener, you heard in that first installment a few weeks ago of When Owners Attack. Matt, Yelp is run by fools. M's just I don't know, boxing match with a business owner on Yelp. But now, since Matt seemed a little heated in that moment, we're going to let the sun shine on Matt.
Oh, we're gonna find some fun Matt reviews.
We're going to find some fun Matt reviews. Starting out, we have his review for Monica's Superior Canines, the pet groomers. Matt writes, found them on Yelp. Which I think is great. Much better deal than their competitions. My dog is a jerk. She is hard to groom. What? Okay, I'll just read it as written.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to something, had to jump back in. They were letting her wander around and get comfortable. Maybe it's I forgot to grab something.
Oh, sure.
I forgot to grab something, had to jump back in. They were letting her wander around to get comfortable. When I picked her up, she was very relaxed. They had a fun blasting on her. Sorry. They had a fan blasting on her. That could have been weird. And she was in no hurry to get up. Very impressed with how they treated my dog. 5 stars.
Sometimes it's the dog treatment.
Yeah. You know? These people can treat an animal nicely. That's what it's about.
Some people are straight animal whisperers, dude. Like, I actually have a pretty good track record with pets. I feel like pets feel my laid-back vibe and appreciate it.
Right.
You know, I've met a lot of pets where, like, they're like, oh, usually they don't take to new people this fast. So I'm just vibing, and I think animals appreciate energy. But I can't turn a crackhead cat into anything but a worse crackhead. You know what I mean? I do not carry around a guitar case filled with catnip. No way.
No, Mr. Galaxy.
I feel like if I tried to calm a dog down with a fan, let's chill by the fan, homie, they would just like start biting the moving air in front of it, shit like that.
Right. These people had a way with
yeah, dog. Very impressive.
Anyway, moving on, here is Matt's review of the Hala Kahiki Tiki Bar and Lounge. That's the Hala Kahiki Tiki Bar and Lounge. Matt writes, this place blew my mind. They have an effing tiki bar in the middle of River Grove, and it's as cheesy and ridiculous as you would expect. It's absolutely out of control and a blast. Try the volcano. It's definitely an alcoholic beverage served with a fire burning in the middle of it. This place definitely does not smell fresh as a rose, nor is everything in peak condition.
But that is exactly the charm and appeal of this place.
Oh.
So uptight jerk face jerks can go ahead and skip this stop. P.S.
Or else.
Yes, there's a silent or else in there. P.S. If you go, tell me whether or not you think those blowfish, quote, Christmas lights are not the shit. 4 stars.
Sometimes the lights can make a place.
Yeah, something tells me he may have written that while he was at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
A few drinks in.
Speaking of lights, shout out to Brothers 3 in Marinette, Wisconsin. They did a recent remodeling, and people were lining up and begging for their light fixtures, which I can only describe as Jenga zigzagging jello cubes.
Whoa.
Sort of in a cylinder surrounding the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just amazing. So they decided to keep them. With the remodel, they kept those iconic lights.
That's cool.
Yeah. Had to be 60s, 70s era. The classic gaudy era.
Yeah. Love it. Speaking of different eras, here's Matt's review of Portillo's hot dogs.
Delicious.
I liked the Prohibition-era-themed Portillo's a lot. They are way more tolerable to sit in than the poorly designed 1950s, 1960s-themed interiors. I agree with them. They're much cooler. Mm. The service here is much slower than many of their contemporaries. I was actually surprised because most places really crack the whip and have customers cruising through without having quality suffer. But alas, we were the only ones ordering and waiting for food when we were there, and we waited a long time while the stoner running the ketchup talked about how he's a legal adult and would get locked up for that shit. Low quality Portillo's. 4 stars.
Right. Even the Yankees Portillo's has a certain charm to it as well, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think I reviewed a Portillo's that was slow. I'm pretty sure I gave it 4. It may have been 3. Right. I don't know.
That's something about Portillo's. For those who don't know, Portillo's is a Illinois-only establishment. Very popular.
Like 2 in Florida now.
Okay.
Maybe there's one in Arizona. I don't know. But yeah, Illinois.
The efficiency of the ordering system is what surprises me. They have so many employees there working. They have if what type of food you're ordering, you go to a different sort of kiosk.
Yeah.
And you're all funneled into an order pickup area. It's very Willy Wonka meets fast food, I feel like. Meets like diner style fast food.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good description of it. It can be chaotic, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I think it's the classic. It's not quite as strict or I think as mean as this, but the, you know how notoriously when you go order cheesesteaks at, I think it's where are the two? Pat's and Gino's are maybe off the top of my head, the two classic cheesesteak places. You have to order a certain type of way or else they sort of just shoot you on. Soup Nazi-esque, right. But you know, 10 notches down from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's much friendlier.
You got to follow it. You got to know it. You can tell who's in and who's out.
Yeah, you'll be overwhelmed the first time, but then you'll be fine.
Then you go straight to the hot dog counter and tell them, hot dog.
Give them your card. Slide down.
Yeah, I'm usually Polish a dog
sausage, guy.
Polish
sausage. Get the burgers are good. The chocolate cake shake.
Oh, the chocolate cake. It's undeniably the best.
It's pretty good.
You can't fucking beat it.
We can try with... Well, no, we can't because according to Yelp, this place is closed. But we still have the review living on for Nye's Polonaise Room. It's categorized under bars, Polish, and karaoke, which just sounds like, how could that place possibly close?
Hoppin' combo.
Matt writes, boom goes the dynamite. This place has it all. 4 exclamation points. Go ahead and wander into a magical world of 1970s decor laced with 1950s dietary habits. This place is only missing cigars, ass-slapping businessmen, and lots of pomade, and this would be a setting for a madman business luncheon. Alas, it is a great place to eat like a fatty. They have the best pierogies and delicious sausages. Bring your wallet. It is not cheap, but it is very worth it. 5 stars.
It's the ass-slapping businessmen for me.
That's a good line.
But I don't think
line.
They're slapping the waitresses' asses. Just each other's. Just these each are other some good guys.
Because they're fatties. They're getting pierogies and sausages all day.
Yeah. Every pierogi you down, you got to get a slap on the ass there. Yo. That's 12 pierogies, Johnny. Damn, come here.
Singing their old Polish songs. Dobrze, dobrze.
Yeah, what was I listening? Moja czopka. I was watching, this is a poll, the Hasana B Twitch stream today. And he was talking about sort of white culture and white identity and going back to our nationalities and stuff. And he's like, yeah, all the Polish people move to Chicago. And if you're in Chicago, you're Polish. That's just how it is.
It's not far off from the truth. Yeah. For those listeners not in the Chicagoland or Midwest area, here's just a fun little trivia tidbit. The number one city for Polish people in the world is Warsaw, the capital of Poland. Number two is Chicago.
That's awesome.
And it's possible I have that backwards. I don't know. There's just a lot of Polish people.
Shout out here. Our friend Ben, our very Polish friend.
Our very sausage friend.
Our very sausagey friend.
Yeah, you mentioned white culture or something like that.
Sure, sure.
White heritage. So to cap off our revisit to Matt M's reviews, here is his review of the Great Western Trail. I believe it's a bike trail. Matt writes, why does this awesome, easily top three bike paths of Chicagoland not get 3 stars? Well, it all starts with how the people of my beautiful town must get there. From Oak Park, you wind your way through Forest Park to get to the border of the Kosovo of the western suburbs, Maywood. Matt is expecting us to have some like in-depth socio-political geographic knowledge to know like the history of Kosovo and how that applies to Maywood. Anyway, you must traverse through Maywood, Bellwood, and Hillside before reaching the safety of the western side of 294, where the path is fun, beautiful, and safe. The path through Elmhurst, Villa Park, Lombard is shaded, but not dark, solid, and quick when dry. Latest experience in Maywood on the trail. 8-year-old at a picnic throwing a football with friends. Holy shit, a cracker in the hood. 4 stars.
They be out there, man. Hey, M&M's not the only cracker in the hood. You know?
Yeah, some of them just like riding their bikes, I guess.
Yeah, you see a posse of tough-looking black dudes, and there's a white guy hanging with them, do not fuck with that crazy bastard.
He probably bikes.
He probably knows his bike paths pretty damn well, okay?
And you don't want to mess with somebody who knows that stuff.
Matt just showed, if you know bike paths, like, there's some advanced knowledge going on.
Seriously, yeah. But, the schematic of the neighborhoods of Chicago? Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I also appreciate the description of the safety levels of different parts of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the homies in the hood, they're just playing some football, having using the park as well.
Everybody gets outside, get some good stuff happening.
Even crackers.
Yeah, and he gave it 4 stars. He started out, why does it not get 3 stars? He gave it 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
He caught me thinking it was going to be low. But
threw me for a loop.
Well, thanks, Matt. Good to see you again on happier terms.
We've seen the full spectrum of your reviewage now.
Yeah.
I know it's a cliche at this point, but let's reel it back to Amazon for a review, why don't we?
Do it to it.
This is for Leapfrog Tad Fridge Phonics Magnetic Letter Set. It is a little fridge magnet where you can put other magnets in it to practice your letters. I think it'll say like, hey!
Okay, cute, adorable, precious.
Little phonics practice, little Leapfrog Magoo. A Dunn titles their review, if you buy, check it thoroughly before you giving it to your children.
Uh-oh.
We received this product in early fall. Everything seemed okay with it. Now that my daughter is actually using it, early winter, I realize it is terrible. The letters do not make the right sounds when put into the magnet.
Oh.
I should have checked it thoroughly after I received it, but I didn't. If you put A into the base, it says it's the letter P. All of them are incorrect. Sad face. 2 stars.
All of them are the letter P.
They're all P.
F-U-F-U. What is going on with this thing? every letter she puts on, it's either F or U.
What if the kid, you know, what if it wasn't wrong? The kid reprogrammed it.
The kid is just that smart. She's into STEM.
The kid's trying to do algebra on this little machine, and you're holding them back.
Mom, I was trying to get at this thing. You thought I didn't touch it since fall?
Mom, I was so close to E equals MC squared. I can't express this because I'm a baby, but my brain is working in advanced ways, like Stewie Griffin or baby geniuses.
Ugh. I'm surprised we haven't had a baby genius review.
That's true. There's probably some slop for that. Well, there's so much slop to go through, man. You can't, you don't beat yourself up. Yes. Forgetting about baby geniuses reviews.
Anyway, I don't know how to feel about this. Like, is the mom upset that it doesn't work and like it's too late to return it now? Is that what the problem is?
No, I think it's just her child's letter reading brain has already been
programmed to the wrong.
This, she's going to show up to first grade, going to be calling AP. They're throwing her for a loop.
Yeah, that's bad news.
They're going to show her every letter. Everyone's going to be effing you. They're going to think that she's some sort of deviant.
What is going on in your household?
Before you know it, social services is showing up at the door. But I guess all you got to do is show them the old Magoo.
The old leapfrog Magoo.
The old pea frog. Do you have a review?
I do. I have an Amazon review that was sent to us by Olivia Page.
Dun 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 dun. OP.
OP. Dear friend. Dear comrade in arms.
Olivia Page Whitney perhaps has sent a review to reviewparty.com.
Yes, this dear friend of ours sent a review to Review Party. what is it? To reviewparty.com@gmail.com. And you can do the same thing if you want to be extra cool and friendly. This is an Amazon review for the Zinus 16-inch metal platform bed frame with steel slat support / mattress foundation. Queen. Crazy House Mom titles her review, Fits 17 Dogs. And writes, I was so excited to find this product. I've been looking for a long time for something that had enough clearance under the bed for my 17 dogs to sleep. They've been sleeping on my mattress, and I've often had to sleep on the couch because there wasn't enough room for me on the bed. Now they can all sleep comfortably under the bed instead of on top. The first night they were all excited about their new sleeping arrangements, but now, since the mattress has lots of room on it, the chickens are all too happy to sleep on there with me. We might have to rethink this. However, it's a good solid bed and I'm very happy with it. 5 stars.
These people living in fucking squalor.
Yeah, I...
Bro.
I really don't know. Crazy House Mom.
I'm not huge on sleeping with pets personally. Not because I think that's gross necessarily. But because I run hot and I cannot handle something you can't communicate with being in the same bed as me, you know?
Right.
I can't say, dog, I'm very warm, move over.
Yeah.
It's not going to listen. Hot. Right. Please give me some space here. I don't, you know, they're not going to give a shit, basically. But the chickens? The chickens? 12 dogs?
17.
17 dogs! And the thing is,
here's a little behind the curtain. Paige sent us a screenshot of this review, but didn't have the actual product listing. I had to do my Amazon investigation. I found it. I found Crazy House Mom. She's a Canadian Amazon user, and I can't tell because another one of her reviews is very straightforward. It's for Persuasion in Mansfield Park, DVD. She titles it Wrong Version, Very Deceiving, and writes, has wrong version. Cover shows 2007, but actual DVD film was 1971. That seems like a legitimate review. This one, she's talking about dogs? She's talking about chickens? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's real.
You don't know what's going on here.
Speaking of leapfrog, she's got a multiplication book and CD set. She says, best CD for a two-year-old. I bought this set for my seven-year-old to learn her times tables. However, she decided to give it to my two-year-old to listen to. My toddler now has all the times tables memorized and has asked for trigonometry and calculus CDs to listen to as well. If you want to make your child smarter than Einstein, dump baby Einstein and get one of these CD sets. You might end up with a five-year-old in university. I don't know. I don't know, Crazy House Mom. Do you want to push it one further? Because she has one more review.
Let's go.
This is for Yahtzee Classic Board Games. She titles it Best Marriage Saver. My husband always plays Yahtzee on his phone. She spells Yahtzee with the H next to the Y instead of next to the T. It drives me insane. Like always, on the toilet, while cutting grass, while putting the garbage out, you name it. It's been so bad that I've had to hide his phone so he's not on it while lovemaking. I was getting so close to giving him an ultimatum, me or his electronic Yahtzee, when I discovered that it comes in a hands-on game as well. I was so excited, I bought six of them so they can be spread all over the house and we can play together. He's no longer attached to his phone, and he finally carries on a conversation with me, only about which numbers he's rolled, but hey, it's a baby step. I'm still trying to figure out how to keep the dice from going missing while he cuts the grass, but I'm sure I'll think of something. This product has saved my sanity, my marriage, and created a much better atmosphere in our home. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. 5 stars.
That one creeps me out even more.
That one makes me think of the Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer reviews about how it miraculously saved marriages.
The Yahtzee addiction. So much Yahtzee that you can't even have a conversation together anymore.
Except about numbers rolled.
This housewife truly is insane.
It seems like she's trying to start a meme review on the Yahtzee page.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
No, I think she's just sick. I think she's sick. Her life is sick. Disgusting.
Could be.
And offensive.
I don't know how the Canadians live. Maybe they do have 17 dogs and a non-zero number of chickens in their house.
No chickens in the house, please. The poop consistency is enough to be like, no chicken in house. I'm not cleaning that off of anything.
I won't argue with you.
Thank you. You're goddamn right. That's enough of this review party for one day, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, we got just a little more, though. And you know what that little more is? Some wholesome thank yous.
Hey.
To you, listener. You made it to the end of episode 86?
What?
Crazy. Thank you for your listening time. I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun.
I had fun.
I hope you had some fun, too. Just want to let you know, you might be interested since you made it all the way here. New episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday. Reviews Day. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. And include your name so we can throw you credit.
Just like Paige did.
Yep.
I love you, Paige. Thank you.
Yep.
You're the best.
Yep.
Every other person who is in our college improv group at this moment, except for Ben, because we already talked about him, sucks compared to you.
Ben sent reviews. Ben's liking stuff.
Okay, other listeners who may have been in our improv group, I didn't mean any of that. I'm just joking.
Actually, our improv homies, big supporters for sure.
Love you guys. Miss you guys.
Yeah, love you guys. You're the best.
If you want to say hey at us through any way you want, you can do it through email or you can do it through social media. It's very laissez-faire. You can find us on Twitter at Review Party Pod or on Instagram or TikTok at ReviewParty.com. If you're not so much for saying hey, then just go to reviewparty.com. You can find all of the episodes. You can find the blog posts. You can find the shop. You can say, hey, I am a fan of the color blue and also the aesthetic from Problem Child 2 VHS cover. You can get a load of it there. Check it out.
Check it out. What's it all about? Where you're going to listen to Nosebleeds because they did our theme song. It's called Bread for Breakfast. It's on Spotify. That's right. Nosebleeds, one word. Thank you.
Thanks.
You got a review to finish to squeak us out here?
I do have a one to squeak us out. We'll pinch this one off here. This is an Amazon review for the Dingo Dental Twists for small and medium dogs, 35 count. You know what I like about that? That's just a good dang product name. It's just enough information.
To keep up.
To keep up. Reviewer Amazon Queen. That's awesome. Title to review, The Puke Stained My Carpet.
Mood.
And she writes, this made my puppy puke. She really liked it for 5 minutes. Now she's scared of them. Two stars.
That was a rough puke session, huh, my dude?
Yeah. Ouch.